Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
No games on the schedule? That doesn't stop us from talking football. It's time for the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association Show. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Here are your hosts, past WFCA president and associate head coach at Arrowhead, Tom Swiddle, and the Fans High School insider, big time Mike McGivern.
Welcome to the Pick and Save WFCA Show. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on 1250 AM The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, my co-host. This is our last show for the year. It's gone quick. He is the associate head coach at Arrowhead. He's Tom Swiddle. Coach, how you been?
I've been great, Mike. How about you?
Yeah, what a fun show. And we're not going to waste much time just kind of chatting today because we got a really busy show. We're now joined by John Hoke. He is the WFCA past president and WFCA Hall of Fame chairman. John, how you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Hey, it's a break in the heat. I love it.
Yeah, I think we all do, 100%. Hey, Tom, this is a really big week, and we want to talk about Hall of Fame selection, class of 2022. Man, that seems weird, huh? Class of 2022.
It sure does.
And you guys, we're going to announce winners today, correct?
We are. We're going to go through all of our award winners and the Hall of Fame class today. We're going to announce all of that.
Well, let's. I don't think we should waste any time. Let's jump right in if we can, Tom. And why don't we have you start the ball rolling here?
Okay. Well, I think the first thing we'd like to do is just talk a little bit about the selection process for these awards in the Hall of Fame. And you know, with us is John Hoke, who's our Hall of Fame chairman. So, John, if you could just give our listeners an idea of the vetting process that goes into these selections.
Yeah, I will, Tom. It's been a unique thing. You know, I took over for Dick Rundle, and, you know, we even this year we added a few things that we're trying to make it better, I guess, is what the best way to do it. And, you know, there's a couple different ways you can get on. It usually as a high school, and that's broken down to assistant head coaches and head and assistant coaches, along with college level, the same scenario. We usually try to find a great college coach, which there's plenty of them, you know that, out there, and get that a little bit. And then usually we try to find a citation award, which is somebody that's done an outstanding job in football but might not be a coach. And there's plenty of those, and we got a great one that we're introducing next. I guess in 2022, is as we say, but as Mike indicated, it has gone quick, and you know, that's kind of the categories we got. And then, you know, eligibility, we've narrowed that. This is where we made a kind of a change this past year, where that you have to be at least 20 years as a head coach, 25 as an assistant head coach, and 30 years just as an assistant coach. Kind of put some numbers on that. And before that, it just said that they had to be coaching for at least 10 years. But there's quite a few people out there at 10 years, and we know this might change as football is changing and coaching is changing, with having as many people not stay into the profession as long as we would like or consider. And you know, Tom, you're one of those that just can't give it up, even though you're retired now. You just can't quit coaching. So this is my first year that I'm fully retired. You know, football starts Monday, and I still haven't made the decision if I'm going to help. I'm going to volunteer somewhere, but there's some things I want to do, too, that I don't want to give up. So
yeah, I'm just going to warn you about that, John, because I did the same thing. I volunteered, and then all of a sudden I'm taking a head job. So be careful with your volunteering.
Okay. I don't think my wife will let me do that after almost 40 years of being a head coach, but, you know, it's fun to have some time with her and that. But you do have to be at least 50 years old. Every once in a while we get these great candidates and they're 47, 48. And then we get a call, and why isn't he in the Hall of Fame? Well, there's that idea of being at least 50 years old. And that's probably important as we do. And then we also do something that if you're up for a selection for 5 years, and you get to the end of the 5 years, we notify you and the person that would be nominated, let them know that they just got to – do they want to be re-upped to for another 5 years. And that usually does happen. So we got a heck of a group of people going in again this year. It's just outstanding. It'll be exciting to talk to them.
It sure will be. And, you know, we're going to start today. We're going to get right into our award winners. You're no stranger to this, Mike, because you were honored several years ago, and so you know what these awards are all about. But let's start with our Citation Award. Our first person being honored today will be Dave Anderson, retiring executive director of the WIAA.
Yes, Dave, you know, I've had a, you know, and before that, Tom, we know that Dave was involved in some coaching, athletic directorship, and then he was our football representative to the WIAA before becoming the executive director. He's been a great leader that we will definitely miss, as far as I think, with Wisconsin football.
Dave certainly is somebody that has supported football and has done a lot for the WFCA, and I know we all feel really great that we can honor Dave in his retirement year. Getting into the Dave McLean Distinguished Service Award, boy, we have a great person this year in Dwayne Rogotsky.
Dwayne is, he does anything that you would ever ask for as far as involving football. I think a neighbor, if you had a flat tire, he'd come over and fix it. You know, you have a leak in your roof. I mean, Dwayne is just one of those guys that is always there for us. He's been actively involved in, you know, part of our committee to select the Hall of Fame people and for many years, and he's been involved very heavily with the All-Star game that we have going on, and just anything we ask for him down at the clinic, Dwayne's there. He's one of the top guys there, and, you know, he just is, presently, he's going through a little health issue, but we wish him the best and hope that he rebounds from that, because we expect him to be around for a long time helping us out.
Yeah, Dwayne's a former, Mike, a former Northern vice president. As John mentioned, he's our liaison, if you will, at the Oshkosh All-Star Camp. And if you can imagine that you're living in a dorm for a week, Mike, many of those years were not air-conditioned. And he's just making sure that everything is running smoothly. So, again, a great honor for Dwayne Rogotsky and well-deserved. We're going to get into the Marge and Dick Rundle Positive Influence of Coaching Award. And it's somebody that you know very well, Mike, Patrick Wagner of Riverside High School.
Oh, that's a great one.
Patrick is, you know, his name comes up and, you know, he still looks so young, you know. I hate to say that, but he's not that he's super old either, but he's a young-looking fellow, and I expect him to, you know, I don't know a lot about Milwaukee football, but I know they struggle a little bit, but Patrick's been one of the mainstays there at Riverside University High School, and, you know, he's just an outstanding candidate that does a lot of things for the kids in Milwaukee, not just Riverside High School, the kids in Milwaukee, like the NFL Junior Player Development Program for youth, to help them not only learn about football, but learn about life skills.
Yeah, Patrick has done, as you said, John, it's not just centering on his Riverside players. It's the entire football organization of the city of Milwaukee. He is the leader. He is the guy. He's the one that starts everything. And I want to tell a little story, if I could, about Patrick. His first year that he was at Riverside, we played them in a non-conference game, and this is when I was at Wauwatosa East, and we ended up winning. It was like 35-0 at halftime. I don't even know what the final score was, but after the game, Patrick came up to me, and he said, Coach, I want to apologize that we couldn't give you a game today. He said, we're going to work hard, and you know, we play you next year. We're going to give you a better game. I know that. Well, they certainly did. The next year we played them, we beat them 14-7. And, I mean, in 1 year, the amount of growth that I saw at Riverside was unbelievable. And that's just to Patrick's dedication to being a great head coach and doing what's needed to be done. And he certainly has been somebody who has stand the test of time in the city of Milwaukee with football.
Hey, guys, I could not – I just love the selection, because anybody you talk to – and I've lived in the city of Milwaukee my entire life. Anybody you talk to when it comes to city football, you know, there's two coaches right now that they talk about, and Patrick is always one of them. And it's, look, he's at this youth game, he's at this youth clinic, he's doing this. And you're right, by the way, Coach, that he looks like he's, you know, he still looks like he's 28 years old. And I know he's not, but he, you know, he must lead a really good life, and his wife must take good care of him, because he looks like he's about 28. But the Positive Influence Award, I don't think you could have had a better selection than that.
Well, thank you for that, Mike.
I agree totally. It's just, when you come to this award, of course, it's named after a great individual, Dave McLean, that seemed to give a lot of things going forward. But Patrick is one of the guys that stand out, not only at Milwaukee, but also in our association, too. Tom, you know that. Anytime we have something come up, Patrick's there. He's one of the last guys to leave at the All-Star game. On Saturday when we have that, you know, he's always around.
Yeah, very happy with that one for sure. And now, Mike, we're going to talk about a couple of individuals who are going into the National High School Athletic Coaches Association Hall of Fame. These are two guys that I don't know, but I know that John knows these guys. We're going to start with Len Lutke from Marshfield.
Yeah, Len, I remember the first time I ran into Len was when it was at a state playoff game that he was involved in and that we were involved in. So that was kind of exciting. But Len started out his career at Shawanao. How do you ever say that? They'll butcher me. There you go, Shawanao High School. And then he was a head coach there. And then a little while later, he became the head coach at Marshfield High School, and that's probably where he's known more for. You know, and they had some great success at Marshfield when he was there. And I know one of the assistants at Marshfield, and he always bragged up to me about, because I worked camp with him, he always bragged up about how Len did it. And, you know, he won 3 Division I state championships and runner-up twice, and you don't do that because of luck. You do that because you're hardworking and you got great assistants, and of course you got great kids and support from the community. And Len seems to have that. I know he, you know, I don't want to fool around a little bit, but you know, he not only did that, but he played 3 sports while he was in college. I mean, not every person can do that nowadays. And even back in the 70s when Len was there. But he, overall record of 136-44 just at Marshfield, that's a great accomplishment.
It sure is. And I know we're backed up against a break, Mike, but we have one more
to put in. Yep.
Jerry Schleem from Milton.
Yeah, Jerry Schleem came from a very small high school down by Lancaster, Blackhawk High School, who has had some success lately. And he's another one of those guys that went to college and participated in 3 sports, football, baseball, and basketball. Now, I don't know how you do that, but I had tough enough time just competing in one sport when I was there. And then Jerry went to O'Connell after that and served as a coach. And, you know, he became in 4 short years, he turned the program around from not usually winning to having his first conference championship in 36 years. So I know that. But Jerry's really known for Milton. Milton as a varsity head coach, you know, he had over 10 conference championships. He competed in the playoffs numerous times. And he won some state championships, two of them in 86 and 89. And, you know, he has 218 career wins. And that's quite a few wins. And, you know, he had a 2-1 record of winning and losing. And Jerry, if you go to Milton and you bring up Jerry Sleem's name, they have a story or two about him.
I'm sure they do.
No doubt. Guys, we're going to get to a break. We're talking to John Hoke, 39-year head coach at Lancaster. You want to talk about wins, 327. 327 and 117, his record, 7 state championships. And how great is it for him to be able to announce the 2022 Hall of Fame class? John, we're going to hold you over for a couple more segments because we've got a number of names to go to, but understand who we're talking to here. For the first time in 39 seasons, the Flying Arrows are going to be under different head coach. And John is trying to make a decision whether he's going to go over and volunteer some time. I think what we should do, Tom, late in the show is call Mrs. Hulk, see what she's thinking about all of that. Maybe we wouldn't do that to John. We'll get to a break. This is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the WFCA show, the Pick and Save WFCA show presented by Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin at 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. My co-host is Tom Swiddle, associate head coach at Arrowhead. We're joined by John Hoke. He's the past president of WFCA, WFCA Hall of Fame chairman, and we're announcing the 2020 class, the Hall of Fame class. And, Tom, I'm going to turn it right back over to you.
Thank you, Mike. We're going to reverse roles here in that we're going to have John name the coaches, and then I'm going to do some things to highlight their careers.
Excellent.
So, John, we'll start with you, and we'll start with the head coaches that are going in.
Yeah, we'll start with the head coaches. Mark Jonas from Esquivel now, but he has had numerous stops along the way, and Mark was just an outstanding candidate that we had up. I'm sorry, I have seven dogs. I am babysitting.
At least you're not
only
a
cat. Seven?
Yeah, man, you get retired and you become almost a cat woman, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go put him in the bedroom. I'll be right
No
back.
Worries.
Okay. Hey, but getting back to Mark Jonas, and Mark is one of those guys, Mike, that got nominated and was too young to go in. He had already accomplished so much before the age of 50 that we couldn't put him in. But anyway, As John said, Mark's very deserving. He's been a head coach at four different schools, Hilbert, Oconomowoc, Kaukauna, and Ashwaubenon. And I apologize if I'm somewhat inaccurate in some of the things I'm going to cite here, and I've kind of estimated some things, but I'm working off a nomination form that was a few years old.
That's all right.
So I can't see exactly, but Mark has had 21 years as a head coach at those schools, and I believe he has right around 150 wins. I know he had more wins after his nomination form, but Mark has won two state championships. He was in 18 playoff appearances, and he won six conference championships at all the schools that he was at. He was also in 2011. He was the head coach for the North in the All-Star game. And like many of these people that are going in, they've been very active in the WFCA. And Mark was a district rep for the WFCA for a number of years. So Mark Jonas going into the Hall of Fame. Not sure if our friend John is back. But if
I am back.
Okay.
I am back.
I'll turn it over to
I got most
to
of the dogs put away.
Wait, when you're trying to catch like 12 of them the way you're doing, John, it's hard, man, to get 7, 8, 9 dogs in a room. So who is the next Hall of Fame class of 2022?
Yeah, and I was going to just say something when I called Mark Jonas because I did want to include this at it's my favorite time. My wife just loves listening to it when I call these people up and tell them they've been nominated or selected, and they love it. But Mark's back coaching, just so you guys know that. Volunteering and then became the offensive line coach at one of the schools, and I can't remember which one it is up there.
But man, good for him.
Work. Our next person is George Machado.
Hey.
Yeah. And you know George.
I do.
Mike.
Yep.
And George has been a head coach for 38 years, but not all of them in state. But he's well known for being the head coach at Racine Horlick and Pius 11 High School in state. So if you added up all the things that George has done, he has 176 total wins, seven conference championships, 19 years his teams have been in the playoff. He's been very involved with the WFCA as a district rep, and he was a frequent contributor to the Point After magazine, which we put out, and it's also presented at the WFCA clinic. George has won multiple Coach of the Year awards, but what George is perhaps best known for is he was the first coach to put the spread offense in the state of Wisconsin. He was the first guy. And, boy, he had some offensive teams. He coached three all-state quarterbacks in his spread offense.
Wow. That's awesome. Good for him.
Our next candidate is Jason Pittman, who I believe we're having on later on to talk to. But, Jason.
Yeah, Jason Pittman from Kewaskum. He's an abnormality here in that he spent his entire career as a head coach at one school. You don't see that a lot, but at 16 years as a head coach at Kewaskum, Jason had 140 wins. He won eight conference championships, was in the playoff 13 years, and here's something that he just didn't make the playoffs, but he won games in the playoffs. He has a 23-13 record in the playoffs. He was district coach of the year 3 times, and he was the region coach of the year for the WFCA 1 time, and he was an assistant in the 2016 All-Star game. And Jason has retired as football coach, but he is staying on at Kewaskum as athletic director.
Yeah, he's. Yeah, I, yeah. Hey, I've been blessed to know Jason now for a while, and boy, it's really well deserved. And he really ran a good program, and I'm a big fan of his.
Yeah, he does an excellent job up there, and it was fun because I was able to run into him. We made the selection and run into him at the All-Star game, and you know, be able to sit and talk with him. It was fun to have a little personal contact when you do it instead of. Is a phone contact. Our next person is Rodney Wedick. Been to numerous schools and has turned programs around, Tom.
He sure has. You know, Rodney's probably best known for his time at Bigfoot, but he's also coached at Allman Bancroft. He's coached at Beloit Memorial and is presently the head coach at Milton. So Rodney has 26 years in as a head coach. And he has 157 wins. Now, he had a streak at Bigfoot where they won 48 straight conference games. 48 straight conference games while he was at Bigfoot. He won 9 conference championships at 3 different schools. So it wasn't just success at Bigfoot, but he had success elsewhere. Rodney was in the playoffs for 15 years. He's won 1 state championship. He has 2 state runners-up. He was the district coach of the year 4 times and regional coach of the year 2 times. And he was the head coach in the All-Star game in 2014. And, John, I think you know this. You know, when Rodney was at Bigfoot, you couldn't have found a more respected program in the state.
No, we were fortunate. Our enrollment was going down, and their enrollment was going up. So we missed playing them, but I know that that conference, we always used to run into a variety of schools there. When you win 48 games in that league, you've done something.
That is for sure. And now we're going to move into the combined category, where coaches who have been both a head coach and an assistant coach, and we have one of those, and then we'll get to a break if we could.
Excellent.
Our next candidate is Mike Gregory from Edgerton, and Mike is known probably for being Edgerton's probably known for Mike's dad, Jack Gregory, for numerous years of coaching and in our Hall of Fame. Now Mike gets to follow his father, and he's a great not only in coaching football but also baseball.
Yeah, Mike, talk about being at Edgerton for a while. Mike was the head coach at Edgerton for 11 years, but also, as John mentioned, was an assistant there for 20. And Mike has 49 wins as a head coach, and I don't have his form. Did not have Mike, you know, his statistics, if you will, or what he was a part of, you know, as an assistant. So I don't have some of the total wins and so on, but I can tell you that Edgerton went to the playoffs 17 times and they won 8 conference championships while Mike has been there as both a head coach and an assistant. And he was both a WFCA district coach of the year and conference coach of the year during his tenure at Edgerton.
You know,
he's also, you probably know this, Mike, he's in the Hall of Fame for baseball,
yep.
Too. That's what he's an unbelievable baseball coach, too.
Yeah, and I've had a chance. My son Matthew played with his son Brian in AAU basketball for a year, so I got a chance to hang out with him for a while. And what a great family. And man, he just a guy that really, really adores high school athletics and understands the importance of high school athletics, and it's really good to hear that Mike Gregory is going into the Hall of Fame. The 2020 class We are going to go one more segment. On the other side of the break, we'll continue with John Hoke. He is the WFCA past president and WFCA Hall of Fame chairman. And my co-host, Tom Swiddle, will continue talking about the year 2022, the Hall of Fame class for the WFCA. On the other side, this is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on 1250 AM, The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back to the Pick and Save WFCA show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. This is always a really fun show for us. We're announcing the 2022 Hall of Fame class for the WFCA. Tom Swiddle is my co-host, and we're joined for the third segment by John Hoke. He is the past president of WFCA and Hall of Fame chairman. And, hey, Tom, let's continue and make sure that in this segment we get done and we announce all these guys.
Yeah, we've got a few guys to go. And just something, we're going to get into the assistant coaches that are being honored, Mike, and just a theme that runs through all the assistant coaches, the longevity that they've been at their school, and in many cases, the number of head coaches they've worked with. So we're going to turn it back to John, and he will announce our first assistant coach.
Yeah, our first one is Tom Fugate, who was really nominated previously, but due to the COVID, we have two of them, matter of fact, that did not want to participate this year. We felt that they still needed to be honored and given their time to be honored.
Yeah, Tom has been at Homestead for 28 years. He coached there for 28 years, and he did it all as an assistant. He coached the freshman, he coached the JV, and, of course, the varsity. He's best known for being the D-line coach at Homestead for 19 years, and these are some of the things that were accomplished while he was at Homestead: 22 conference titles, 6 state championships, 23 playoff appearances, 272 victories. He was honored as the North Shore Coach of the Year and the District Coach of the Year in 2010, but he coached 21 all-conference defensive linemen and 9, I repeat, 9 all-state defensive linemen.
Wow.
That's just unbelievable. Our next one is Rick Pinelli from Superior.
Yeah, talk about longevity, Mike. Rick has been at Superior for 38 straight seasons, 38. He's been described as doing everything possible behind the scenes to make the program run successfully there. He's assisted 4 different head coaches. And talk about an all-around guy. He has coached every position on both sides of the ball. Now, that is something that you don't see anymore, Mike, and you know that. Now we've got assistant coaches who have only coached one position, who have only coached one side of the ball. He comes from an era where you did everything. But Rick has been a part of 198 wins, 1 state championship, 1 state runner-up, and he was 31 years a coordinator at Superior, and he's also in the Superior Athletic Hall of Fame.
Wow, good for him.
Yeah, you know, as Tom said, we're going to get you don't see many people do that much anymore. Our next individual is Paul Martin. He was one of our holdovers from the COVID from Wanakee.
Yeah, Paul, 25 years of coaching football at Wanakee, and he was both the O-line and D-line coach there. Pat Rice calls him his right-hand man. So if Pat Rice calls you that, you know you're doing something right. And Paul has been a part of 5 state championships, 3 state runners-up, 13 state semifinalist games. Now think about that. Over half the years he's coached, they've gone to the Final Four in the state. 16-time conference championship, state's longest win streak at 48 games, and this blew me away. 16 years of home winning streak. So if in 16 years, Wanneke did not lose a home game. That's unbelievable. Wanneke has the highest winning percentage in state history. He's been a part of 251 wins, and he's won numerous Coach of the Year awards, including State Assistant Coach of the Year.
And he's outstanding. Our next individual is Terry. I beat up this name. Schauble, I believe.
I think it's Schauble at Wrightstown. Terry Schauble, okay. I believe. And he was an assistant at Wrightstown for 40 years. 40 years at Wrightstown. A part of 270 wins, 15 conference championships, 27 years in the playoffs, 3 state championships, and 12 years as a coordinator. Now, Terry's not getting in because he's hung around for 40 years. He's gotten in because he's been a part of a lot of success at Wrightstown, which has been a truly, really good football program there in that Green Bay area.
Yeah, it is. You always hear about Wrightstown in the playoffs. I don't know what the record is, but they don't miss it too many times. Our next individual is Scott Macruba.
Yeah, Scott from Cambria Friesland. 25 years and an assistant at Cambria Friesland. Scott has been a part of 194 wins, 14 conference championships. In those 25 years there, Cambria Friesland has been in the playoffs 20 times. Scott has been a part of 1 state championship team and 1 state runners-up team. He's been a coordinator there for 20 of his 25 years. He was a coordinator, and he was 3 times District Coach of the Year and 1 time State Assistant Coach of the Year.
Yeah, that's amazing. Our next group of candidates, I don't know, Tom, if you want to introduce that of what we're going to be going into.
Yeah.
But it's our college coaches, and it's a combination of head, assistant, or both. And these two people have longevity and are real good. Kevin Bolas, who is at Whitewater as a head coach right now after defensive coach and River Falls.
Yeah, talk about a guy who's got a great background in the state for college football. Kevin is 4 years head coach at Whitewater, and he's already accumulated 44 wins, 2 conference championships. Whitewater has been in the playoffs, NCAA playoffs, 3 of those years with 1 national runners-up. But he's almost equally known as well as being an assistant. 22 years as an assistant coach at both River Falls and Whitewater. As an assistant, he was a part of 173 wins, 7 years conference championship, and that includes River Falls in that, where they won some conference championships. 8 years as an assistant in the NCAA playoffs, 5 national championships, 8 years as a coordinator. And John O'Grady, somebody that I know I can speak for John on this. John O'Grady, the former head coach at River Falls, who both of us really respect, just a great coach, great guy, calls Kevin the most loyal and trustworthy human being he knows.
Wow. Well, that's saying something right there. He didn't say anything about him being a coach, just as a human being. I love that.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. And Kevin, you know, I've coached him a lot of times, and I know him real well. And I was talking to him. I listened to his podcast, Tom. I don't know if you were listening to that, but I remember a podcast just this past winter, and he said, he went home and he said, would my kids like to be coached the way I was coaching them? And it changed his whole way of coaching. And he said he felt better when dealing with kids because, you know, he used to be a kind of a fire and brimstone type of guy. And he said, my kids wouldn't love that. I wouldn't want my kids being coached by somebody like that. And I think that's great advice for anybody listening. You know,
Absolutely.
How would you like your kids to be coached and coached like that? Our next candidate is Larry Terry from La Crosse and Ripon.
Yeah, Larry was the head coach at La Crosse for 12 years and 6 years as a head coach at Ripon, and has a distinguished coaching background as an assistant at La Crosse. When he was the head coach at La Crosse, Larry won 3 WEAC titles, and they went to the NCAA playoffs 4 times as a head coach. And I can't tell you how many times they went while he was an assistant there, because they went a bunch to the NCAA playoffs. But I know that he won 2 national titles as an assistant. He finished his career as the third in winning games at La Crosse. So he has 65 wins. That places him third in the history of La Crosse football as a head coach. He won 89 games as a head coach overall. He was WEAC Coach of the Year 3 times. He was a part of 180 victories at La Crosse as both head coach and assistant, and was a part of 10 WEAC titles. And for most of his tenure as an assistant coach at La Crosse, he was the offensive coordinator.
Excellent. Hey, guys.
That's a list going in, Mike.
That's it. Hey, let's, if we can, either Tom, John, let's just quickly name each of the individuals, because we've been doing this now 3 segments, and people come onto the show. If they don't catch it right at 10 a.m., they may have missed a couple of the names. But we are announcing the 2022 WFCA Hall of Fame class, and we've got about a minute left in this segment. Tom, if either you or John want to announce all the winners one last time.
Okay, Dave McLean, Distinguished Service Award is Dwayne Rogotsky. The Marge and Dick Rundle Positive Influence of Coaching, Patrick Wagner. The 2 coaches going into the National Coaches Association Hall of Fame are Len Lutke and Jerry Schleem. And Dave Anderson is our award winner. Our head coaches going in are Mark Jonas, George Machado, Jason Pittman, and Rodney Wettig. Our combined head coach assistant, Mike Gregory. Our assistant coaches are Tom Fugate, Rick Kennelly, Paul Martin, Terry Shobley, Scott Wotruba, and then our 2 college entries this year are Kevin Bullis and Larry Terry.
There it is. Great job, guys. John, thank you so much for coming on and giving us 45 minutes to announce this year's class. Really appreciate it. Good luck with your decision, whether you're going to volunteer some time and get back on the field a little bit, or if you're just going to take care of those 15 dogs that you've got over at your house. Good luck making that decision, but thank you so much for a few minutes of your time.
Yeah, well, we had a rattlesnake in our backyard in our new home, so maybe I'll be coaching.
Yeah, I would. I'd get over to the sidelines, that's for sure. We're going to get you a break. Other side of the break, Jason Pittman, retired Kewaskum head football coach, going in to the 2022 WFCA Hall of Fame. We'll talk to him about his reactions of being inducted. This is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Bended knee is no way to be free. Lifting up an empty cup, I ask.
Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on 1250 AM. The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, co-host, associate head coach at Heartland Arrowhead, Tom Swiddle. Hey, Tom, I love doing this week's show, the Hall of Fame introductions, and talking to guys that have gotten that phone call. So thank you for allowing us to do that again this time.
Oh, absolutely. It is a highlight of our radio season. One of the things that I look forward to as well.
Hey, and we're joined by a guy that I've gotten a chance to know pretty well, and I'm a big fan of his. He got that phone call. He is going into the Hall of Fame, the class of 2022. He's Jason Pittman, retired Kewaskum head coach. Jason, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Mike. Thank you, and thanks to Tom also.
Yeah, hey, congratulations. Talk a little bit about when you received that phone call, the feeling that you had.
Actually, mine was a little bit different situation. I was up at the All-Star game in Oshkosh. My daughter's going to be an equipment manager. She'll be a freshman this year with the UWO football program. And so she was up there helping work at the All-Star game with parking lot attendant stuff. And I had told Tony Biolo I'd be there, and if they needed help, let me know. So I was just kind of hanging out, and all of a sudden, Doug Sarver, I see him over by John, and John all of a sudden comes over and sticks his hand out and says, "Hey, congratulations. You've been inducted to the Hall of Fame." I don't know, my jaw must have hit the ground. I was just kind of in shock.
Man, what a great story that is. You know, to have somebody that has that done in person, Jason, I congratulate you. Well-earned, well-deserved. And the fact that they were able to do that in person, I think, is just will be a great story for you for the rest of your life.
Yeah. And like I said, it was just, I don't know, it's still surreal to me. So I thank John for coming over and Doug for pointing out to him that I was there. Because all of a sudden it was just like, wow, I didn't know what to say.
Well, again, well-deserved. I echo what Mike said, Jason. And you were one of the guys that were nominated before you were 50 years old. We couldn't put you in because you were too young. Imagine that. But you were a little different than some of the other head coaches we just talked about today in that you've spent your whole career as a head coach at one school. Talk a little bit about that, because I know you probably had opportunities to move on to maybe bigger and better situations.
Yeah, that's always been kind of interesting. When I came here, I coached junior varsity for a little while, and then I was the defensive coordinator, and we had the previous head coach who still teaches here and helps out is a good friend of mine. And when he stepped down, we didn't have any teaching openings really open for people, even though there was a lot of applicants for the position. I interviewed, given the opportunity, and I've had opportunities. I had a few people call every now and again, to offer me to apply at different places, but it was also just a matter of timing with some of those, things like when the economy maybe wasn't so good, things like that. As far as, my wife and her job and being able to find something in that area for her. So, the time was never right. Plus the fact, ever since I came to Kewaskum, it's a place that felt like home to me. People are good people, they're hardworking, they appreciate hard work, they appreciate honesty. So, the things that we've tried to strive for in our program are the things that the people around here appreciate, and they've supported us.
Hey, Jason, I had the honor of officiating a wedding a few months ago of one of your former assistant coaches. And there was a number of coaches, some guys, a few of them that were standing up in that wedding, Bobby Benash, and he... Man, there were some Jason Pittman stories going around, just so you know. The rehearsal dinner, I got a chance to talk to a couple of these guys, and boy, oh boy, they talked very highly of being on your staff, being part of that program, being part of that community. And I can tell you, it was I was trying to get him to give me some dirt on you, but nobody would. I don't know why that is, man.
Well, Bobby was one of those great ones. And obviously, as Tom can attest, and you too, Mike, from all your coaching, this is so far from being an individual achievement. I mean, my wife, my kids, they're a huge part of me being able to do it for as long as I did and still continue as an AD, and all those assistant coaches, from Bobby to Jason Lass, Nick Kreif, Jonesy Corp over the years, there's the list goes on, and, the thing is, we were able to develop that consistency, and the kids could count on us and how we were going to be, and then how they knew what they had to give to us to be able to be successful.
I can tell you that I had a chance to get to know Bobby really well, and I know his wife even better, but a lot of what we talked about and with me officiating his wedding always turned into, you know, how much he misses coaching football, how much he misses Coach Pittman, how much he misses being part of that staff. And so when I knew that we were talking to Jason about being inducted into the 2022 WFCA Hall of Fame, I knew I had to bring that up because these guys, Jason, it just, the stories just came back and how much they enjoyed being part of your staff. So I thank you for saying, you know, it's not just you, it was these guys that allowed you, you know, to coach and do it the way that you do it. And to be inducted in the Hall of Fame, it's just not you, it's that whole group.
Yeah, well, and you know, it goes back to the kids. You know, I always told the kids, you know, when it comes to wins, I'll give you all the credit. When it comes to the losses, I'll take the heat. Because obviously I didn't make sure we were prepared well enough or make sure that the assistant coaches had all their ducks in a row. And, you know, but I also reminded the kids the last time I dropped a pass or missed a tackle was 1987.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, one of the things that most impressed me about your resume of coaching, I guess, is not only the years that you made the playoffs, but the success you guys had in the playoffs. I mean, with an overall playoff record of 23-13, you guys were getting deep into the playoffs most years. And, you know, then I started looking at some of the teams that you ultimately end up losing to, and they're the who's who's of high school football.
Oh, yeah. Up at the All-Star game, had a chat with Paul Nijinsky in that first big playoff run we had. We ran into Wisconsin Lutheran, played them down at Arrowhead, and we lost 38-14 in the semifinals. And then I was telling Paul, I sat on the Mosinee side for the championship game, and Mosinee went up 3-0. And I was like, oh, okay, this could be interesting. And then Wisco ripped off 55.
They should have called a timeout and took a picture of the scoreboard. That's what I would have done. You know, and you also lost to, like, Catholic Memorial in the playoffs. Oh, so, I mean, you guys lost to some – you had some great teams that were certainly good enough to win state championships, but unfortunately you just always came up against, you know, really great teams.
Yep, we did. You know, whether it be Wisconsin Lutheran, Bill Young, you know, he's become a friend of mine over the years. You know, great respect for him. I mean, but, again, it's just one of those bugaboos he couldn't get past. You know, Bill Turnquist up at West Appear ended our season a couple times. You know, it was frustrating. You know, never got that big win, never got the chance to go to Madison, even though, you know, we felt we possibly could have come home with at least a silver ball a couple times. But never got that opportunity.
Hey. Well, I know this, that winning a state championship, everything has to fall in place, including who you play.
100%.
Including who you play.
Hey, Jason, thank you so much for a couple minutes of your time. I really appreciate it. And you know what? Well-deserved, man. Well-deserved. Congratulations from a lot of people in the football world going into the 2022 Wisconsin Football Coaches Association Hall of Fame. Well done.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Keep up the great work supporting Wisconsin football and Wisconsin athletics across the state.
You got it. That's Jason Pittman. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break. We're going to talk with Tom Shafransky. He is the assistant director of the WIA and new committee leader for football. And we'll talk to Tom on the other side. This is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on 1250 AM. The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.